Back on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're getting to know one of the senior girls cross country runners for the Pella Christian girls cross country squad, Bailey Voss, a voice that we're familiar with having. And Bailey, thanks for joining us. Looking at getting to know you a little bit better today, let's start off with either a pre-race ritual or your favorite pre-race song.
I think my favorite pre-race song, I have two. My first one is like Hallelujah by Forrest Frank, and my second one is Lip Gloss by Lil Mama.
All right. Two very different songs there. Now looking at it, post-race meal, what's the go-to there?
My favorite post-race meal is Cane's, and I get the Caniac combo. That's like, how many is that?
I think it's four. I think it's six. That's right. Yeah. I'd say it's been a minute since I've been to Cane's. We don't necessarily have one around here close, but you know, we try to remember. But you know, why is it that the specific post race meal?
I don't know. I think it's just what I'm craving, and then usually, like if we're up there for a meet or anything, it's like a treat because I don't get it very often. So it's my go-to.
All right. Now the best part of the Caniac combo, can we agree? Is it the Texas toast?
Yes. The Texas toast, but, like, with the cane sauce.
Okay. There you go. I don't do it with the cane sauce, but I can do butter on both sides. So maybe I'll have to try that next time. All right. Favorite place you've run at for cross country?
I don't know. They're all kind of terrible. Basically, any that are, like, flat. So I like the Iowa State one a lot because it's really flat and it feels like it goes by fast.
As someone who's not a runner, I can concur with anything that makes it easier to run as well. Favorite TV show that you are either currently watching or have watched in the past?
Oh, that's kind of hard.
You can do a top three if that makes it easier.
I don't know. I don't really watch TV shows very often.
Okay, maybe we make a movies. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah. Wait, now I have to think of... I like any kind of rom-com. So, like, is it, like, 27 Dresses? Is that what it's called?
There you go.
Yeah, like that.
All right. There you go. Say, are you more of a book reader than I take it?
No. I don't know. I do a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So when you're not running or, you know, doing some sort of sporting activity, what is the hobbies to go to outside of athletics?
I like hanging out with my friends, and we go get coffee, which is probably not good. And I go boating with my family, and I've been riding horses this summer.
Okay, so let's start with coffee. Best coffee around?
Oh, that's hard. The Sanctuary has really good coffee. I like the Sanctuary.
All right, fair enough. Now we got to go back to horses. What got you into riding horses?
I went to a rodeo and I decided that I was sad I didn't grow up in the rodeo. And then I decided I wanted to start riding my horses, so I just started riding my horses.
Love that answer. We're going to get Bailey Voss in a rodeo coming near you here soon. All right. Now let's talk siblings, because I know you've got a lot of siblings, and you know, sometimes you're trying to locate them at state cross country meets and stuff like that. But how many siblings do you have, and what's kind of the relationship with those siblings?
I have 5 siblings, so 2 older brothers and 3 younger sisters, and I love my siblings even though they annoy me. No, I have a lot of fun with them. I've even been, like, dreading college because I'm going to be so weird to not be around all my siblings and everything. But, yeah, my 2 youngest sisters really don't like that I like running because they hate going to track and cross-country meets. But they're there to support me anyways. And now I get to run with Chloe, too, so that's fun.
Well, you talk about that, getting to run with Chloe a little bit. What's that experience been like, just getting that opportunity to run alongside of her both cross country and then just watching her, you know, compete both on the soccer pitch and, you know, just doing a little bit of everything, it feels like?
Yeah, I think it's really cool, and I have a lot of, like, admiration for Chloe as she's been, like, dual sporting and everything, how she works through a lot of hard workouts and maybe burnout along with that and everything. It's been really fun. Lots of carpooling, lots of shared misery and pain at home. Like, we'll be laying on the floor. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Hey, fair enough. Again, we're talking to Bailey Voss, senior on the Pella Christian Girls Cross Country team, getting to know her a little bit better. All right. We always ask this to everyone. Iowa State, you know, it's the big rivalry. Do you have a lean one way or the other?
I get a lot of judgment for this, but I like both of them, and I buy, like, clothing for both of them because I feel like they can be friends. And I don't know. So I cheer for both of them because I have friends that like both.
Hey, you know, I mean, just call you Switzerland. I mean, that's the big thing. You're just neutral. Is there a different college that you're a little bit more, you know, you like more than either one of those schools?
I think if I were to go to a school, it would be like Iowa State. And also, like, for clothing, red just looks better, so.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Future plans for running, because I have a feeling you've probably at least explored that option for the collegiate level. Any thoughts on which way you're leaning there?
I haven't really narrowed any down. I'm, like, planning visits now and have spent a lot of the summer, like, talking to different schools and stuff. So it's been a fun process, but it's also been overwhelming a little bit. So not really narrowing any of them down yet, but lots of options to keep in mind and stuff. So it's been fun.
I can imagine that's been very fun. All right, now let's go to the go-to midnight snack.
I don't know. I used to. I don't really anymore, but I used to do, like, Cheerios and tea at midnight. I don't know.
Cheerios and tea. I'm curious what would have started that.
I don't know. I just really liked the Cheerios. And they were, like, I'd do the chocolate and strawberry ones with almond milk and then, like, some tea.
All right. That's a fair. That's a good combination there. All right. Let's go with most prized possession. And why that would be your most prized possession.
This is kind of embarrassing, but probably my baby blanket. I don't know why.
There's a lot of people that would say that answer. I don't think that's very weird at all.
Yeah.
All right, now coming back a little bit on lighter stuff. Favorite holiday?
Christmas, 100%.
What would be some of the reasons you'd give as to why Christmas is your favorite holiday?
Because it's pretty and I like the lights, and also I make, like, gingerbread cookies, and I like making gingerbread cookies.
Very good answers there, and I don't know that gingerbread cookies has ever come up for why Christmas is a favorite holiday, so a unique answer there. All right, wrapping things off, if there's one thing on the bucket list that you got to do, we'll even say either in high school, college, you know, in the next 10, 15 years, what will be that top thing on your bucket list that you got to cross off?
That's kind of hard. I don't know. We're going to say barrel racing.
Barrel racing. All right. Why barrel racing?
I don't know, because I'm in a phase right now. So I probably won't agree with that in 5 years, but right now.
Hey, for right now, that's all it's got to be, Bailey. Appreciate you letting us get to know you a little bit better. And, you know, looking forward to another great year here on Eagle Lane.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Bailey Voss letting us get to know her a little bit better, a member of the Pelly Christian Girls Cross Country team here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.